Ron Francis joins us, the general manager of the Carolina Hurricanes. Winners of three in a row, we should point out as well. Ron, thanks for doing this today. How are you, sir?
I'm good. Thanks, Jeff. Yourself?
Doing very well. Questionable efforts we saw against Winnipeg and Calgary. Did you start to feel your team was maybe turning things around in that Edmonton and then maybe specifically that Vancouver game on that road trip?
Well, you know, I think it was it's obviously not the start we wanted. Didn't see a lot of it, but, we lost two of our key players in Jordan Staal and Jeff Skinner before the season even started. Eric got hurt in game one and left in game two, along with Paddy Dwyer. Sakara left early in game three. Gerby left in game four. I mean, it was kind of a snowball one after another there. And what people didn't realize, the Calgary game, we had a couple of guys throwing up during the game, a couple of guys after the game, and four of those guys played after throwing up all night the next night in Edmonton. So it was kind of a crazy start, but it was nice to finally get most of our bodies back. We're not going to have Jordan for a while on the weekend, and the guys continue to work hard and finally get some results, so I feel happy for them.
Ron, it shouldn't be any secret that it coincided with the big guy Staal coming back. These guys are hard to find in the NHL, big centermen. I mean, you were one of them. Staal, Getzlaf, there's a handful of them in the league, and then we keep hearing Eric Staal's in the block. Come on, that's BS, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, and you're not going to trade a guy that's like you.
Well, I mean, you know, I think everybody looks for the big centerman like you talk about. I mean, that's why Jordan Staal's such a huge loss for us. I mean, he's 6'4", he's 237 pounds, less than 8% body fat. You just don't replace a guy like that, and you know, Eric is in that same mold. So we get a big centerman. Those are the guys everybody's trying to covet. So, we're not looking to move a guy like that.
Ron, when you start hearing the rumors or the speculation with top players on your team in markets like Toronto or Montreal or New York City, it's just almost comes with the territory. But when you're in different markets like one in Carolina, does it become a little bit more difficult to manage, based on, your season ticket holders or your community or what your player means to the community? Does it get a little bit more tricky?
No, I don't know. I mean, I think that's all part of the job. You understand that. I think people are always trying to throw things out there and stir things up.
We don't, Ron.
I know you don't.
Not you at all, Doug.
You know, that's the way in today's world. I mean, you throw things on Twitter, it gets a lot of hits. Everybody makes money. Everybody's happy. But, you know, for me, it's no different than when I was a player. I mean, you're aware of these things. You're not sure if they're true or not. And I think it's important for me when I see these kind of things to have those conversations with my players whose names are involved. And if there's no truth to them, let them know that. And that's just basically how I operate. I don't really comment on the rumors and then just sort of deal with it internally with our own players and our own staff as we move forward.
When I look at Tulowski, Riley Nash, not Rick Nash, Riley Nash, and Chris Terry as your top three scorers, Lindbom is your fourth scorer, although Lindbom looked last year and he looks like he's going to be a real player, that would indicate that when you guys get healthy, you've got a chance to have some pretty reasonable secondary scoring there once the big boys get it going and get healthy.
Yeah, I mean, really right now what's pushing us is the Gerby Nash Lindholm line and the Terry Rask Boychuk line. Those lines have been really good for us. And, Eric is coming off the injury, trying to get up to speed. Tulowski's actually scoring some goals, which has been real good for us. And, Alex Semin and Jeff Skinner trying to find their game a little bit. So if we can get the top line going and Alex and Jeff playing up to their capabilities, then obviously we're going to feel a lot better about what we have.
On the back end, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but Sakara, how do you pronounce it?
What year is it?
Exactly.
A couple different. It's back to Sakara.
He's a Sakara, Nick.
Sakara. He's a UFA. This is a guy that's put up, I think, 45 points 1 year. Is that a type of guy where you just play it out? Do you try to re-sign him? I would think with limited good D-men available out there, there'd be a lot of teams interested in him if in fact, you don't re-sign him.
No, he would be a guy that we would look to re-sign and keep here. He's been real good for us since he came over last summer or 2 summers ago. And, the kind of guy you want to be a part of your organization going forward. So, hopefully that's something we can do.
Were you really concerned going through the coaching process that Bill Peters wasn't really a smart guy because he turned down the Pittsburgh job to go with you? Did that make you nervous?
That's a that's a Doug McClain scoop, Ronnie.
It's not just ice cream, he scoops.
No, I mean, it must have made you really nervous, though, didn't it? No, I mean, just a minute. Crosby, Malkin, on, and he turns that down to go with you? Seriously.
He must have saw something in me, Doug. I mean, no, I mean, that's an interesting process. I mean, there's a lot of things that go into guys. You know, when I circle back when I was a free agent, I chose to sign here and play here. And a big part of it was I did a lot of homework on the area and what it was all about. And I never regretted that decision for a minute. When I retired after 23 years, I said to my wife, "You followed me around for all these years. Where do you want to live?" And she said, "I'm not leaving here." And it really is that great a place to live. The weather's fantastic. The people are extremely friendly, and it's got a lot to offer. So I'm sure that had something to do in his decision as well.
Same thing happened to me when I left Florida, and my wife said, "I'm not leaving." That was 17 years ago.
She still hasn't left, though. She's still there. She's still there.
Well, she did come to Columbus for a while.
Ron, let me follow up on Bill Peters for a second. If you could talk about a couple of things. One, his attention to detail. Correct me if I'm wrong, guys, but I don't know that there's another team out there that actually practices line changes, but Carolina does. His attention
Scotty
to
Bowman
detail.
Used to.
Well, so does Bill Peters in Carolina. And the other one, from a general manager's point of view, Ron, what goes through your mind when your coach says, "I want to scratch Alexander Semin and I'm moving Jeff Skinner down to the fourth line"?
Well, two things. One, he's certainly an extremely detailed individual. We got that sense going through the process before we hired him, and that's part of the reason why we hired him. And he works on a lot of little things, not just line changes. There's a lot of little things, and there's a lot of things we need to change in our game, that we've been doing the last 4 or 5 years. So that's all positive. The second thing is I think Bill and I have a great relationship. We talk about a lot of different things, and we had that conversation in Vancouver after our loss there about, what we needed to do going forward. So at the end of the day, we preached accountability over the course of the summer, and that was really the first time, the game against Arizona, that we had 13 forwards that were healthy and we could actually sit somebody out. So the decision was made to do that. I mean, we want our guys playing hard and playing every night, and if they're not, then they're going to find themselves lower in the rotation or sitting in the stands. And I think that's just the way we want to operate going forward. So a lot of kudos to him for doing that and sticking to the game plan. And I think the players, understand it and appreciate it.
Ron, we all consider Cam Ward still a premier goalie, but the last few years, it hasn't reflected. Now, I know there's been injuries involved. He's had some tough luck here and there, but at the same time, he just hasn't been able to deliver. And I wonder how you assess him at this point and whether or not you look back at it and you say, okay, very successful early, the Stanley Cup, and he hasn't really been able to match that, at least from a result perspective. Where are you with Cam Ward, and where does his future lie with Carolina?
Well, I don't disagree with anything you're saying, Nick. He's, he had a great success early. He struggled the past few years. He's had a lot of injuries, quite frankly, freak injuries. Skate blade across his quad. He wasn't supposed to play a night. Our goaltender got the flu. He goes in that game. The guy loses an inch and drives his knee back into the post and hurts his knee. So there's been a lot of weird things there. But, at the end of the day, I think he came into camp this summer in great shape and a new mindset. I think he's, from day one, worked extremely hard in practice and off the ice. Things didn't go well for either of our goaltenders early in the season. But I think with him gaining confidence, us getting healthy, and the things that Bill's implementing, a little bit different structure, in our defensive game, I think it's helping him. And certainly he's stepped up here the last little while and played real well for us. And hopefully he can continue to do that for us going forward.
Excluding your big guys, the Stahls and Skinners, who's your best young player that has a chance to become a really top-end guy in the league?
I don't think there's any question. Lindholm is the guy. This guy has great vision, competes extremely hard. you know, I know in his draft year there was a lot of comparisons to a guy like Peter Forsberg. So if he could ever reach that potential,
yeah, we all
know how good
a
player Peter was. But just a great kid, works hard, competes hard, understands the game extremely well, highly skilled. He's been good. The other guy that's been you know, probably a little bit ahead of the where we thought he might be and had to be thrown into some tough situations and some tough minutes has been Victor Rask. But, you know, as this guy gets stronger and more confidence, he's got potential to be a special player in this league as well going forward. So it's good to see.
Where's Ryan Murphy fit in? You know, a top-end guy, a real good-looking junior coming out of Kitchener, great offense. He's playing almost 20 minutes a game for you. Where do you see his development?
Well, I think, you know, the key with Ryan and with the coaches is trying to get the little details right. I think you know, some of these kids come out of the junior process, they get away with a little bit more at that level than you can get away with it here. And you know, so we sent him down after the Vancouver game and with some specific things that we want him to work on in his game and develop. Do we still think he's a high-end prospect? Absolutely. But we want to get him down in Charlotte. We want to get him working on the things that are going to make him a better pro going forward. And we want to give him that chance to sort of develop down there and get that confidence. So when he comes up here, he's ready to step in and play and not just play, but play big minutes for us.